I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, quick correction before we get into the episode. I'm mad for getting things wrong lately, but just to say I mentioned J-Lo's, I think it was Armani, whatever, the Jungle Print dress, and I said that I recognised that from when she went out with Ben, but she actually didn't wear it when she went out with Ben. She wore it when she was going out with Diddy. So that's all. Enjoy the episode otherwise. Bye!
I don't have an intro though. I don't know what.
Yeah, I was trying to think of an intro and then I was like, do you remember in college, Andy used to be like, no fighting. And then he really loved Get Right. And I thought they were the same song until I listened to it earlier and I realised one of them, Shakira. Shakira is no fighting, isn't it?
Shakira is no fighting, yeah.
So that's
what nothing to do with Jennifer Lopez or Ben no. Affleck.
Well, they probably, yeah.
Well, what tenuous link were you trying to make there?
No, it doesn't matter. It's too early in the day for tenuous link.
Do they know each other? Probably, yeah.
Have they fought?
That's about as far as it goes.
More than likely.
Have they fought? I wouldn't say so. Shakira actually doesn't strike me as someone who...
Yeah.
What did you think?
I was just talking about Bennifer.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with you? I didn't sleep.
You never sleep. You never sleep and you always feel sick. Always.
I never sleep, but I've always slept. Too much. I'm always asleep, but I'm never sleeping, if that makes sense.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
No, I didn't consent. I didn't consent to that.
Talking about things that other people are talking about.
Yes, we've had worse intros than that.
Aww.
Welcome back to Bandwagons. Delighted to have you here with us once again. How are you, Breed?
I'm good. Feeling fresh. Happy morning.
Are you? Yeah. You're not feeling sick or tired?
I'm not sick or tired. No. My poor little Mark was very sick. He got a bad reaction to the vaccine.
Oh, God.
After months of joking about getting a reaction to the vaccine. But
What kind of reaction did he get?
I don't know. He doesn't listen to this. I was like, I don't know if I can say. He, like, it was genuinely like watching someone in labor. Like, he kept every 15 minutes, he was getting like really intense stomach cramps.
But have you totally ruled out the possibility of an ulcer?
No. I know. It was just like
seem like a vaccine effect.
No, because yesterday during the day, he was like, my tummy's not good. And then we're like, it's just the vaccine. And then last night, it was like, I'm going to have to ring the care doc or bring him to A&E. And then this morning, it was like every time he ate as well, but like he wouldn't stop eating. So and then this morning,
yeah, sorry, like, that's not a reaction to the vaccine. That's
this morning. I think that's fine, like, but I was like, it's because you haven't eaten yet.
Yeah, no, that's psychological or it's an ulcer, like 100%.
It's not psychological. No,
it's psychological in the sense that like maybe like a psychological reaction to the vaccine and stress is now manifesting as stomach. I'm not saying that he's making it up in his head. I believe the pain is real, but I think it was like as a result of a psychological reaction.
Yeah, and then he was like, last night, he was like, yeah, I think I've actually had this before. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, twice. And I was like, okay. So this has nothing to do with the vaccine then. This is like a chronic issue we need to look at.
Yeah.
I think
pretty much.
He was like, all of a sudden he was like, I think it could be ulcerative colitis. I was like, you didn't just pull that one out of your arse. Like, anyway. He's fine. He's gone to work.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like,
he ate.
Men are such
and then
martyrs.
Left, so
oh
he could
God.
Be in bits somewhere else, but he's not my problem anymore.
Fair, yeah. Is he working a full day?
Yeah, he's working a big day, busy day.
Busy day in furniture land.
No, he's not. He's PTing. He doesn't furniture anymore.
He's doing his personal training job today.
Yeah, he does that. That's his job now. As of like weeks ago.
Wiley is a fucking...
Okay. Let's
yeah, I know.
Move swiftly along.
He doesn't have to do the work. Out. Really. I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know how he does it.
Bennifer. We were going to talk about this a few weeks ago, kind of when...
The rumors started.
When there were very large amounts of rumors. And there were photos, but nothing confirmed from either side of them. Bar, I think Matt Damon said at one point, he was asked on like Australian TV about how he felt about them getting back together. And he said, he basically kind of didn't make any comment, but said he would be like here for it. He would stan. Which I thought was so funny. Imagine you're like trying to do your job.
Yeah.
And you're like, and then you're just asked about like your best friend. Like, that's like one of, like, hello. Do you know what I mean? That's like, I'm doing an interview and someone's like, Mark's told me he's Adam. I'm like, what? Like, I'm here to do a job. Like, what are you talking
that
about?
That happens to me all the time.
I'm
like, went to work and they're like, saw your soft noodle and stuff, island stuff last night. And I'm like, did you?
Did you? Yeah.
Did you? Yeah, I didn't.
Fair. So yeah, anyway, and do you know who I would have loved to have got on for this? Myrna O'Connell, but we're recording this. We'll be in the past. By the time you listen to this, it will be the present / future. But anyway, so we can't get her on. We'll have to get her on for something else. But anyway, we are talking about Bennifer today because she's confirmed it. She turned 52. 52! Do you see her Instagram? She's like, 52! Yeah. And she's like really angry in the bikini. And the last photo on that Instagram carousel...
So
was
cute.
Her shifting Ben.
So cute.
Confirmed. And then we had more photos of them on the yacht and he has like her hand on her arse.
Yeah, just nature's I love healing. That. Just so relaxed. Like she's reading a book or something and he's just like gently rested on her bum. Just like this is where my hand happened to fall.
If it fits, I sits. Yeah, they are back together. We are talking about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Do you remember them being together initially?
No.
I don't at all.
No,
like I remember it from because they were together when she wore the, was it Armani, you know, the Grammy dress that was like all like tropical rainforest print. They were together at that point and I remember them in photos, but I don't remember like the hysteria at the time.
Yeah. We were way too concerned with communion dresses and stuff like that though.
Yeah, I think so. Like, even, you know, it's in the same kind of bracket as Brad and Jen Aniston. Like, I missed all of that and I was like only conscious of like their split, really. But I was like very into like J-Lo and Mark Anthony. Like, I was like, oh my God, they love each other. They're so in love with each other. And then
he was a dancer, was he?
He was a dancer. They got together like a year after her and Ben split. And Ben was the same with Jennifer Garner. Like, they were engaged to, like, new people within the year, which is gas. But, yeah, but I don't really remember it. But at the same time, I'm kind of really here for the second coming. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very enthusiastic about it. And I don't know why. I don't know. Is it because it's, like, it's so gossipy and so salacious in a way that we kind of haven't seen from, like, celeb romances in a while? You know what I mean? Like, with the exceptions of like Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, that like blew my fucking brain.
Yeah.
And maybe like John Mulaney and Olivia Munn. Have you been following any of that?
No. I know who they
Do
are.
Do you know who John Mulaney is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So but, like he went to rehab and like, but like all his prior material before had been about like the fact that he was married and he was always kind of seen as like this like nerdy good guy, whatever, blah blah blah. And then your one, his soon to be ex-wife, announced they were getting divorced. I think you can look it up on social media. Like, it's kind of grim to read. It's very raw. Like, it's very like clearly he got out of rehab and was like bye. And that's not to criticize him, because obviously he's still, addiction is a serious thing and it's a lot to come back from, whatever. We don't really know the circumstances, but anyway, then it was revealed that he was going out with fucking Olivia Munn,
hottest girl in the world,
hottest girl in the world, but doesn't really fucking do anything. You know what I mean? Like, she's famous for being famous.
She's an actress.
Tell me, name one movie she's been in.
Olivia Munn. She was in that one.
Without Googling. Stop Googling. Tell me one movie she's been in without Googling.
Love Wedding Repeat. Love Wedding Repeat. She was,
yeah, that classic. That Oscar winner.
Was she not in Twilight? Was she not the wolf girl in Twilight? No. No.
Oh, was she? No, no. I don't think so. No. The one that Vanessa Hudgens was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Listen, Olivia Munn is very hot. But she has like...
Wasn't she a New Girl?
She has this like chaotic, evil kind of presence.
Magic
was
Mike?
She a New Girl? She was in the Lego Ninjago movie, of course. Magic Mike, yeah. She was a New Girl. She played Angie for 3 episodes.
RuPaul's Drag Race. She was in the Where's the Love video for Black Eyed Peas.
None of those things matter. The point I'm trying to make is that...
Black Eyed Peas featuring the world.
Featuring the world. The point I was trying to make was, it's just like, I feel like even though I didn't really grow up with them, I'm still... Now, I will say I do really like them both as individuals. Like, I'm a long time Ben Affleck apologist, unfortunately. Like,
no,
I get
such bad vibes from Ben Affleck. He just...
But that's
screams.
Why I love it.
He screams it's, bad man to me and I have
same...
no evidence.
Well, no, we do have evidence. Like, he shagged the nanny.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him
when he was with Jennifer Garnigan. Well, I
mean, Jennifer Garnigan.
Jennifer Garnigan. Oh, sorry. See, the shit names are too much. What was I saying? It doesn't necessarily make him like a terrible person, but it makes some like questionable judgment. I'm sure some people listening to this would be like, cheating on your wife? Yeah, that pretty much makes you a bad person. Like, I believe he's very sorry for it. Well, I feel like he's very led by his penis.
I feel like we can't be mad about that because she's not mad about that, you know? She's over
Jennifer
it.
Garner.
Jennifer Garner and him seem to have like a good friendship now, so we can't be holding a grudge on her behalf.
That's very true. That's very true. Anyway, I just fancy him so much.
Do you?
In the same way that I fancy John Mayer, in the sense that like I absolutely believe they are total fixer-upper men. Like, you need to do something with them.
Yeah, but I can fix him.
I can fix him, but you can't.
He'll change
for
me.
He won't. But I doesn't won't stop me trying. You know what I mean? Like, if I had the opportunity, I would shag him.
Of course, who wouldn't? It's Ben Affleck.
I think a lot of people wouldn't. I remember posting.
He has the proper dad, but
I remember posting about them initially, and the Phoenix tattoo. I wouldn't be able to look at that. I'd have to be in a position that I would not have to be faced with that. Actually, I'm not sure what sex position would involve me being on top. Pegging, I suppose. I would not peg Ben Affleck.
You're not pegging Ben Affleck. All of a sudden, you're pegging.
Me. If I had the opportunity to shag him, I would. Now it's escalating. Yeah. Anyway.
Ben Affleck.
Have you not seen it before? Have you not seen the photos of him on the beach where he's like looking?
Oh my God.
It's so bad. I can't believe you're only seeing this for the first time.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, he'd have to be on his back. Or it doesn't matter. You're not going to see it. Like,
well, I really would not want to see it at all.
You need to keep face to face because like there's no way. That looks like a Lego.
Or like you'd have to be like, on your, not on your, or on, you know, the other way.
You're overcomplicating it.
It doesn't matter.
You don't need to be pegging him to cover up the tattoo. You just don't need to be like on his back.
Anyway.
Pegging is the only way where you would see the tattoo.
I would shag him, basically. I love him in The Town. The Town is like probably one of my favorite movies. He's so Boston. You know, they organize like that heist and Blake Lively's in it.
No.
They're like on a heist and they kidnap that girl and then Ben Affleck like falls in love with her, but your one doesn't realize that it's him did the heist and like kidnapped her.
Oh, sounds good.
It's pretty decent. It might be on Netflix. We should definitely do that for Movie Club at some stage.
Yeah.
Like J-Lo, obviously. I'm just kind of like, I'm obsessed with her in the way that she's just kind of like ageless and the fact that she like won't commit to anyone.
She could literally...
She's not that good a singer, but it's a really good music career.
She's,
you know,
almost the same age as my mom. Like, and it kills me.
But I love the whole thing of like, I know people criticize her as well because like she likes to lie and say that the secret to her looking like that is like olive oil.
No, it's
and,
not. Like, it's fucking...
That's the key ingredient to like all her... Yeah. Oh, she's fully like harvesting veal or something and rubbing it on her face.
Yeah.
And then together, it's like you have this absolute juggernaut, demented couple with such star power. But I think to understand where we are, we need to go back. And Vulture have very kindly done a 19-year timeline of the Bennifer saga, written by Zoe Haylock. Thank you, Zoe.
Doing the Lord's work, Zoe.
So this goes all the way back to 2002. So they met on the set of Giggly. Have you watched that?
No.
This is another one that I think.
Are we sure it's not Giggly?
I'm pretty sure it's Giggly.
Giggly. Giggly.
May I call you Giggly? Giggly Caliente. So they met on the set of that. That's another one that we should do for Movie Club. I can't remember if I said this already. At the time, Jennifer Lopez is married to her second husband, Chris Judd. This is the thing. Like,
how many husbands has she had? Five.
She's had so many husbands and has been engaged so many times.
Oh, J-Lo no one's relationships. Because there was A-Rod.
So yeah, A-Rod was the most recent and we will get to him because I think he's very important. He's very important as to why Bennifer are even happening. You know what I mean?
A-Rod. Excuse me. Is he a sportsman?
He was a baseball player, yeah.
Yes.
So she was married to a producer called Ojani Noah in 1997. They divorced 11 months later.
Did he produce Made in Manhattan?
Then she started shagging Sean Diddy Combs in 1999. They split up in 2001. Yeah.
Oh my God.
In a 2003 interview with Vibe magazine, the Made in Manhattan actress claimed Diddy was unfaithful during their relationship. The former rapper waxed poetic about Lopez in 2017, proclaiming she was, without a doubt, one of his great loves. Oh. But apparently they're friends now again. They were seen hugging. Then we have Chris Judd. So they met on the set of Love Don't Cost a Thing. And they got married in September 2001. Finished in 2002. Divorce finalized 2003. Judd explained that their marriage just didn't work out while speaking with Us Weekly in September 2014. I can't give you the answers to why your relationships don't work out. I think that it is work. It's whether you want to work on it or not. Everyone has baggage and problems. It's whether you want to deal with those problems. That's kind of shady, in my opinion. Then we have original Ben, which we will obviously get into, but then she met Mark Anthony and they got married in 2004. They had kids, Max and Emmy. They were born in 2008, but they split in 2011. Then she got with Ben Casper Smart, which was one of her dancers.
Toy boy.
Yeah. So that kicked off like 2011.
He was 30, she was 48 or something like that.
Yeah. They were kind of on and off from 2014 until 2016, and then they split up for good. Then she was linked to Drake, which I don't think is true. This is from Us Weekly.
She's way too old for Drake.
Let's take that with a pinch of salt. I don't think Drake would care.
Drake loves the younger women, doesn't he?
No, do you know, did you see him? He was seen bringing some basketball player's mom for dinner in like Dodger Stadium there the other day, like rented out the whole stadium. And he was only caught because there was some like NBC fucking helicopter flying up over and like literally caught him in 4K.
Sorry, if someone's going to bring me for dinner, why would you bring me to a basketball arena?
Or it was like a stadium, like he rented out the whole stadium. You know what I mean? Mm. I would be fuming if someone did that to me as well, though. Like you're eating up in the fucking bleachers.
Yeah, it'd be freezing.
Bring me to a restaurant. You're Drake. Like, I think he thought he was trying to be like,
was she hot?
Like super outlandish, but also like private.
When
yeah,
you
she's
said
hot.
Some basketball player's mom. I'm picturing like some like 70-year-old woman.
Hang on, Drake relationship.
But she still could be hot. Like, it doesn't mean much.
She absolutely still could be hot. Yeah.
J-Lo's gonna be hot at 70. Sorry guys, I keep yawning.
She is gonna be so hot. I can't look up who the basketball person is now at the minute. I can't find it. Then she went on to get engaged. This is her fourth engagement, to Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, in March 2019. He is a former Yankee player, so I was correct there. He's kind of gross, I think. He is like weird. He's another one that just has bad energy, right? They were together. Things seemed very serious. Things seemed very positive. They ended up postponing their wedding multiple times because of Corona.
Joanna Leia, sorry. I found it.
Oh, great. How old is she?
40. He's 30. She's 40. She's a model.
She loves older women. He's going through something as well.
She's got massive baps.
That'd be it as well. He loves massive baps.
Yeah.
Then A-Rod was linked to someone from Southern charm, I think. And basically, he was caught, like, the consensus is that they kind of had maybe like an open relationship, right? And that the rule was that, like, as long as nothing was ever made public or Jane wasn't ever like embarrassed, then it was like, do you know, not leave out embarrassed, that if it was just like, if everyone kept to themselves and kept their shit together, then it didn't really matter, right?
Yeah.
So then A-Rod ended up like shagging this one from Southern Charm. And it went very, very public. Madison LaCroix is your one's name. And when this was made public, it was announced that they were like, everyone assumed that they were going to split up or whatever. And I think they made some kind of statement where they were like, they're working on some things, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then the inevitable breakup came a few weeks later. And people reckon it's because, like, she didn't want to, J-Lo didn't want to be seen to be like, caught out as badly as she was with this and wanted the breakup to be like very much on her terms. Let me just bring it up here now. Yeah,
she's Madison definitely an alpha, like she's definitely a dom.
Oh, fully, yeah. So she joined the Southern Charm cast for season 6. And she had like an on again, off again romance with co-star Austin Kroll. And there's like the fucking Southern Charm are so tapped as well, because there's a load of like,
what is Southern Charm?
It's like, I think it's like kind of borderline problematic, kind of. They're like rich country people, I don't know. But basically there was like some
is
people
it a reality
like,
show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them are trying to fucking get into like Kristen Cavallari and all. I'm trying to fucking go down here. Yeah, so basically, it was during a Southern Charm reunion, right? This is hard to understand when you haven't watched. But in very simple terms, during the Southern Charm reunion, they were talking about how Madison had been DMing this MLB player and that she'd been flown to Miami to like have sex with him and stuff. And the names were bleeped out on the reunion, but she went on and later basically said that it was Rodriguez. She said, he contacted me and yes, we DM'd. But other than that, there was nothing. I've never physically seen him, touched him. I'm not a fucking liar and I will stand up for that. But even with that, it was kind of like the damage had kind of already been done, I think. So then in April, they had come out and basically said, look, we're not breaking up. And then I think it was like a few weeks later that they did end up breaking up because it was... too much. Like a couple of them came out later on and said that your one had been like FaceTiming A-Rod and stuff and that she was flat out sleeping with him, and she's kind of been enjoying the press of it since. But basically they broke up. It was kind of a shock, kind of not, I think, because they just seemed like very solid as a couple and it seemed like they had kind of amalgamated their families and everything and their kids, and they weren't like private about their relationship, they were very public about it. So then it kind of, I think because the embarrassment was seen to be so large for J-Lo that it kind of made sense in a tabloid way that she would be like.
So large is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Such a large embarrassment.
Embarrassment was so large for her.
Well, like I just think she was like, this fucker is going to drag my name into the tabloids again with this like reality TV show, like CD-lister. I need to get back at him. I need to have the tabloids talking about me again in a way that's like not pitying or, you know, like that causes like a stir and kind of just, I'm sick of the attention that he's getting, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Enter Ben Affleck. Of course, like, let's get back together with my ex and start all this fucking shit again and have the attention there and have people talking about it like that. And it's kind of funny because like if you see it, like, A-Rod hasn't deleted like any of their pictures together on Instagram, and you can tell he's still very much like clinging on, and he's doing these weird like promo opportunities himself to try and like counteract the PR of the two of them. Like he launched like a makeup line recently, like a men's makeup line.
What?
He's just like really, really weird. Like every time there's like a thing of her and Ben, or like there's kind of an update there, he will have something on his Instagram, you know what I mean? And like it's just very, he's definitely not over it. And I think he's very like embarrassed now about the
large
fact that he's been
for him now.
A large embarrassment for him. But yeah.
Good.
So that's kind of why it happened again. But to go back to how it all began, obviously they met on the set of Jiggly or whatever. 2002, Ben took out a full page ad in trade magazines to compliment J-Lo. It has been nothing but an honor and a pleasure to work with you. I only wish I were lucky enough to be in all of your movies. With love, respect and gratitude, Ben Affleck. See, when I hear this shit, I'm like, yeah! That gets me going so much!
What? No, that's a huge ick.
He took out a full... Oh, I feel like if it happened to me, I'd be like, this is disgusting. But to read about it, I'm like,
Can I just ask a quick question just as I think of it?
Quickly.
Did he not recently... was there not this whole thing about Ben Affleck matching with a girl on Bumble and her unmatching him because she thought he was fake? And then he sent her a message being like, no, look, it's really me. And it was actually him.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah, that was pretty cringe.
That was so recent.
Will you bring that up while I keep going through this timeline? So then we're still in 2002. It's July. J-Lo's filed for divorce from your man, Chris, or whatever his name is, whatever. Then we have People Magazine. They paid for photos of J-Lo and Ben in August of the same year. They paid $75,000 for 9 photos of the two of them in a Bentley convertible, including one where they lip lock. Then we have, obviously, the Jenny from the Block video came out November that same year. Ben is obviously in it. It's very Y2K. That's where we have like they're on the yacht basically, and Ben leans over and like kisses her ass while they're on the yacht, and that hence the like recreation of them on the yacht with his hand on her arse is so like significant.
Yeah,
there's a subhead in this that just says the ass smooch heard around the world. Well, in fairness, isn't her ass like insured for $27 million or something?
Yeah, why would you be letting Ben Affleck near it? No way.
I would. I'd be letting him near for free.
You're my friend.
He wouldn't be letting me near his ass, but do you have the clip?
Yeah. It's a TikTok.
Clearly.
So it says, thinking of the time I matched with Ben Affleck on Raya and thought it was fake, so I unmatched him and he sent me this. And then it just cuts to a video of Ben Affleck going, Why did you unmatch me?
It's me.
I'm going to send you that for the old
Yes,
Instagram.
Please do. For the Insta. He went on to say that the Jenny from the Block video was like the biggest regret of their relationship.
Why is he in that?
And the whole thing is the video is about like the public's obsession with the couple.
Yeah.
Paparazzi.
That's why they broke up the first time, was they said there was too much media speculation or whatever around them. And then, I don't know.
And it kind of went like viral, as viral as anything can go in the early noughties. And like, so much so that obviously when they split up, J-Lo tried to get the video removed from MTV and VH1 in 2004. Gosh. We're kind of jumping slightly ahead. We're going to go back to them getting engaged. So November, they're engaged, right? So that's less than 6 months. He proposed to Jen at his mother's house in Boston.
My mom and dad got engaged after 6 months.
Oh, yeah? See, don't get me wrong. Like, it works. I think it works,
when
obviously,
you know.
If you're like if you're two normie people, no offense to your parents again, but like if you're that bit, like you don't know each other as celebrities, normal people, you know?
Yeah.
Normie's not an insult. It's like just a character trait. I just think that if you think of how famous the two of them were and how public everything was, I think that was the issue. And I think they admitted that themselves later on.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got engaged. It's just a blanket, a quilt of rose petals all over the entire house. So many candles and vases and bouquets. And my song Glad was playing. I walk in and I was just like overwhelmed. I wasn't expecting it. I was just like, oh my God.
He played her own song to her as he was proposing.
Yeah. No, I love that. Like,
I don't know. Imagine you walked into a room and it was you coming across the speakers, keen down on one knee. And it was like, I don't know what fucking song you
singing. Yeah, no, I would hate that. Have you seen the engagement ring? It's like this pink diamond.
Yeah, it was iconic.
Yeah, pop culture history. He had to come out then and basically say that he didn't act on his feelings while J-Lo was still married to your man, Judd. This is him visiting a strip club. That's not really relevant. Jiggly finally comes out, or Jiggly Caliente. This comes out August 1st, 2003. An absolute box office critical.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Bomb. It was made, so the budget was 75.6 million. Guess how much it made?
How much was it, million?
75.6 million was the budget.
That's too much.
It was a total flop. How much did it make?
Shit, probably like 12 million.
7.7 million.
That's dog shit.
Look,
that budget was way too big. Like, yeah, you were setting yourself up for a fall.
Look up what it got on Rotten Tomatoes there. I know you love that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they were due to get married then September 2003. Six. And the day before, 6%.
A solid 6%.
Ah, we have to watch it.
Jiggly.
Yeah, we'll watch that soon. Jiggly.
He's very hot. She looks the same.
The day before the wedding, they released a joint statement. Due to the excessive media attention surrounding our wedding, we've decided to postpone the date. When we found ourselves seriously contemplating hiring three separate decoy brides at three different locations, yeah, we realised that something was awry. We began to feel that the spirit of what should have been the happiest day of our lives could be compromised. We felt what should have been a joyful and sacred day could be spoiled for us, our families and our friends.
Yeah, I love the drama of it all, though. I'm going to hire decoy brides, I think.
So then there was some, this kind of carried on for a few months. There was like reports that they did get married, but they officially became unengaged, if that is a word, in 2004. So it was March 2004. He was in Jersey Girl at the time, Jennifer was in that as well. It was directed by Kevin Smith. He claims that he actually gave them the nickname Bennifer.
Genius. I'm sure you did. Get out of here.
Yeah. So then that also doesn't do well, and I think they're just officially like not together anymore. June 2004, so again like a year later, she marries Mark Anthony.
Do you think they really broke up because of the media, or do you think that was their excuse at the time and they just like got cold feet?
No, I think it was the media.
But like,
I think so.
Like if the whole like, thing was no, like, oh, we
why
were
why would they be
weird
back together now? Like if you listen to any like interviews with them or anything, they are like so obsessed with each other in a way that you cannot fake. And I don't know if it's just like pure lust for each other, pure horn, whatever. But like it's like any of the promo interviews they're doing or anything, like Who Weekly did a Patreon episode on Bennifer and they have clips of like interviews that they did together. And it's stuff that I'd never heard before, and they are just like fawning over each other.
Yeah.
Majorly.
I read though that, where was it? According to one insider who spoke to People at the time, the pressure of the highly publicized relationship wore on the couple, and after postponing their wedding, Affleck got cold feet. As the wedding day got closer, reality set in that this may not be the person Ben wants to spend the rest of his life with. The source said, he started getting scared. What's worse, marrying someone you don't want to marry or calling off the wedding before it happens? Lopez gave Affleck ultimatums. He never followed through. She finally realized they were never going to get married.
From her side, I think she would have like married him. Would they have lasted? I don't know. Like, but if, I think she was all in.
If it was a case that they just had like, oh, there's too much media following the wedding, let's just like not do it at all and break up. Like that's just like, if you don't want the media like all over your wedding, then just go to the fucking courthouse and get married. Like, if you really want to be married,
it's not as simple as that. Though, like you're talking about, this is like height of this actually isn't even the height of paparazzi culture, but this is like that steady incline that people were facing, where it was just like people were fucking. I don't think we have it as much now because of social media and because I think there's been a lot of pushback on this type of coverage. But at the time, like it was. It wasn't just as simple as, oh yeah, we'll go down to the courthouse. Like there was no way they would have, people were following them.
If you
want to
be married,
everywhere.
Just get married. Like, it's just, you don't need to be hiring decoy brides and blah 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 blah. Like, I don't.
But
think
like,
it's
surely
the case
you'd
of,
want. Like,
I don't think it's
surely
case
you'd
this
want
is
the
too
wedding
much, too much effort. Surely, let's call it off.
Not to sound like that fake bride protest, but like, surely you'd want the wedding you want though. You know,
yeah, but
like
you're
even J-Lo. If you are super famous or whatever.
You want like obviously you want to go to the shops and not have people know who you are, but you're J-Lo, like that's the what you gave up when you entered into this.
Yeah, but I do think there's a line as well of like respect.
Oh yeah, like no, I'm sure everyone's
which I think was
that,
continuously
like,
crossed while they were together.
I just don't think it was as straightforward as like, oh, this is getting too complicated. Let's just like not even be together.
They weren't. How old were they at the time? So how old were they in 2003, 2004?
So like 20.
Ben Affleck, age 2003. About 31 years. Okay. Jennifer Lopez, age 2003. 34 years. Yeah, like they weren't. Is that right?
Spring
yeah,
chickens.
It must be. Do you know what? Because like you read that and you're like, oh yeah, maybe they were like in their 20s or whatever. That's no, I do still think, regardless of your age, I think that level of coverage and publicity is still probably really hard to deal with. But I take your point. I do agree with your point that I think
it
was
just
probably
doesn't
like,
fully add up for me. There's definitely like something in the middle that was like that made them realize they don't want to be together. Like I don't think it's the wedding and the tabloids.
But
I think it
was more one sided though. I do think it was Ben. I'd say Jen was like,
probably,
Ben was
yeah.
like. Anyway, so then Ben.
Imagine having J-Lo and being like, oh, I'm not sure.
Ben gets with.
Jennifer Cardigan.
And in the meantime, J-Lo is married Mark Anthony. They're all together, blah, blah. Between 2005 and 2018, nothing really happens. Like, they're happy as Larry. Affleck and Garner have loads of kids. They also, J-Lo and Mark Anthony also have kids, as we mentioned, but they get divorced in 2011. Ben and Jen divorced in 2018. That's when Ben got the massive dragon, Phoenix, weird tattoo.
What the hell?
Vulture actually says that J-Lo also had a thing with Drake, so it must be true. Or in 2017. But then, so J-Lo did an interview with People in 2016. Where she says, I think different time, different thing, who knows what could have happened, but there was a genuine love there. And then we had J-Rod kind of started happening. So that was Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod. And they were dating for 2 years and he proposed. Ben starts going out with Ana de Armas because they start together in deep water. I don't think that's come out yet. They're like quarantining together. Like paparazzi are kind of obsessed with them as well. This is the time where Ben's getting all the coffees and stuff. December 2020, J-Lo's talking about postponing the wedding twice, in which she basically said like, there's no rush, we're good, everything's cool, yada yada yada. Ben and Ana de Armas break up early 2021. J-Rod attend the Biden-Harris inauguration. Do you know the bit where she does let's get loud and it's at the fucking inauguration? I love her. She's demented. Imagine knowing that it's your moment and you're just going to be like, it's totally not the time to be singing let's get loud. And she's like, let's get loud. I'm going to put that clip up because it's so good.
Yeah, do.
It's just, she's just, oh, I love them. They're such good celebrities. So February 2021, that's when the cheating rumors start with Madison LaCroix. And that's when she starts to be like, oh, we've never physically met, but we were like sexting or whatever. Someone tells Page Six that J-Rod have split up. They released a statement to TMZ saying all the reports are inaccurate. We're working through some things. Then April, so like a month later, they released another statement basically being like, we realize we are better as friends and look forward to remaining, so we will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects. April 30th, 2021, Bennifer is back. Mm. Bennifer is back. He's seen basically leaving her mansion in LA. And it kind of, like the disclaimers then are like, they're just friends. They've always been friends. They've never not been friends. They've always been on like good terms, whatever. He's just like calling over. He needed milk and sugar, whatever. Then they spend the week together in Montana. And basically you've sources everywhere saying that like the chemistry is unreal. They're obsessed with each other. They just picked back up where they left off, enjoying each other's company, blah, blah, blah. And this kind of basically continues until there's more photos then of these photos are funny. I'm going to include them in the Instagram as well, where it's like they're blatantly just after like sleeping over or shagging.
Oh yeah. And she comes out and like with the hair on.
And she comes out and she's like, wait, you know that meme of Leonardo DiCaprio and he's like walking along the road and he's like big smiling face. I think it's from a set of him. Yeah, that's her. And he's like just perpetually like smoking and just looks like,
and she has the hair, you know, like literally like mine now.
Like, yeah, like literally like she has been rallied, girlies. Rallied. And then the biggest thing is he's wearing the watch from the Jenny for the Block video on his wrist, supposedly. That's not confirmed, but like it's all adding up here. Like it's all these Easter eggs like that are just like you see these details and you're like, Jesus Christ. This is kind of where A-Rod starts being weird on social media. He's like goes onto his Instagram story and he's like, I'm stepping into a new beginning. I'm remaining patient and know that this new phase of my life is coming. And like in the meantime, like Ben and Jen are going to the gym. They're like kissing between sessions. Then Jen is spotted meeting up with Mark Anthony. And then, but like, I think that's kind of amicable. And then later on, she's seen hugging Ben. And then we have like a video of them kissing. This was from June, and this is the one that I shared on my Instagram stories. They were at Nobu. I think it was her sister's 50th birthday, and like the twins were there. They're like very like they're not trying to hide any of this, you know what I mean? But we finally see them kissing, and it's like, oh my god, my life has been leading up to this. And then most recently, then July. It was Jennifer's 52. I'm 52. And she put the slideshow up. And at the end, there is a very strange photo of her and Ben kissing, I will say.
Why is it strange?
You know what I mean? Well, it's like not very candid or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it is a pap shot, like, or something, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It looks like very.
Let me look it up again.
It's very like bombastic or something.
Mr. Bomb.
It's very like, I think they're so self-aware. I feel like Ben like cares less about this and he's like, whatever this is, whether this is like, this is J-Lo's mastermind where she's like, let's just shag for a few months and that's going to, like, I am going to humiliate Alex for everything that he's done for me, whatever. And Ben, I think, is just going along with everything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he cares.
It does look like a press shot.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, like.
Yeah, it looks like a magazine spread or something.
She was also most recently then, literally 3 days ago, seen wearing a necklace that says Ben. So there you go.
Interesting.
There you go. Full timeline.
Sorry, I'm just talking about her abs.
She just looks absolutely outrageous.
Yeah.
I have something up here on CNN about how much the ring was, I think. Yes.
Give it to him. Yeah.
Hang on.
Who is this? 52! 52! It's just very funny.
52, what it do?
They kind of started a trend with pink engagement rings as well, though. I don't know if you noticed that.
No.
Nick Cannon proposed to Mariah Carey with a 17-carat pink diamond. Ryan Reynolds proposed to Blake Lively with a 12-carat one in 2012. And then Lil Uzi Vert got one pierced into his forehead earlier this year.
What?
Yep.
Where else have we seen this? I was trying to look up other celebrity couples that may have reunited after their like splitting years before. And the only ones I could find, there was like a piece in The Independent and it was like the Bennifer effect. And it said Justin Bieber and Hailey were romantically involved as teens before rekindling their romance.
No, sorry! No! Imagine trying to include in the same breath as Bennifer. No,
but you know what
sorry,
I mean?
Like,
you know what? Like, it's like being together, breaking up and coming back together, like finding each other again. And then apparently Prince William and Kate Middleton broke
up. Yeah, because he was shagging all around him.
Well, yeah.
Obviously not confirmed. Allegedly.
It's my Wendy light going off. CNN reckons, or well, it's not CNN, I think it's a Ring person. They said they reckon Ben paid around $2 million for the ring in 2002 and it would cost him at least $6 million today.
Oh. I wonder if they still have it.
The only couple that, again, and I'll mention them again, that I think is in the same ballpark, like if they were to get back together tomorrow and the tabloids would burn down, would be Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. And because I think Ben Affleck and J-Lo got together, there's always rumors. They're all unsubstantiated. Like they are friends. Well, okay, yeah, no, I'm using the term friends loosely, but like they get on. I think it was because there was photos of them from a red carpet thing where he like kissed her on the cheek or whatever. It was like,
and they were like all smiley.
It's all very cordial. Yeah, it was all very nice. But like Ben and Jen getting back together. Now, I still don't think it's going to happen, but like if this could happen, really, the door's open for anything. You know what I mean? Like if Jen and Brad Pitt got back together tomorrow, I actually don't think I'd be that surprised.
Mm. Yeah.
It's such good PR. Like we talk about how much, and I like some people don't forget or whatever. You know what I mean? Like I feel like people were, me included, are so easily swept up in this like, this kind of soapy, like fun, kind of harmless gossip of like, oh my God, are they together? That you kind of, one, forget about all the shit with her and A-Rod, which was, I think, was the main purpose. And two, you kind of forget about all the shit with Ben Affleck where you're like, oh yeah, you're not a super great person, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you needed, like if something, like say one of them did something like really, really bad in the morning, or like there was something really bad came out about them, or like maybe something with Angelina and the divorce or whatever. Like if you needed just like easy win brownie points, you start breadcrumbing a relationship with Jen Aniston right there and then. People won't care.
Yeah, that's so true. Isn't it mad though that like the thing that broke Bennifer up in the first place is like the thing that they're like clinging to now, which is like the press and the rumors and the gossip. Like they're loving it now.
But and that is the thing. And I wonder, is it just like, is it an age thing? Have they just, is it easier for them? They're still not getting, I still don't think it's at the level that it was at like 2002, 2003 for them though either. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I think they're more in control because it's like, yeah, of course they're still going to have paparazzi following them. But like for Jen to kind of very deliberately make a statement on the Instagram and stuff. I don't know what point I was trying to make there. Like it's, I don't think it's as bad as it was in the early aughts.
Yeah.
I don't know, is it that it's not as bad, or are they just able to handle it more? Or is it just like, we don't care?
There's just so much else out there and going on now. I just don't think we're clinging to gossip as strongly.
I think, I do think for a certain cohort of people they are, but I feel like there's so many other celebrities and there's so much else, as you said, going on that I feel like they're not the only thing people are talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that does make it easier as well. Yeah, diluted is probably the best word for it. Did you see Chrishell from
Stout
put up on Instagram? But like, I don't get, first of all, I do not believe it's true. So basically Chrishell, Stout from Selling Sunset, they're all in Italy at the minute, like the majority of them. So it's like Chrishell, Mary, Romaine, the two Oppenheim brothers. That's it,
Romaine,
is it?
Sorry, so she's still with Romaine?
No, Mary is with Romaine. Chrishell's not with anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Chrishell put up a picture of Jason kissing Mary. on the
no,
neck.
Of her. It's Chrishell kissing Jason.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Go back and look at it.
It's Mary.
Oh, Bree, scroll to the very last picture.
Oh, I only saw one.
No, this was the thing. Like, they're together. Well, they're saying they're together. The caption is the J-Lo effect. And if you scroll all the way to the end.
Why can't I find, how the fuck do you spell Chrishell?
C-H-R-I-S-H-E-L-L.
Why don't I follow her? Oh, I don't know.
Basically, the end picture is they're on a boat and Jason is like, he's not kissing her neck, but he has her mouth at her neck. They look very cozy. And the caption was the J-Lo effect, shrug emoji. Heather A. Young's commented being like, oh yeah. And like Romaine commented being like, so happy for you guys. Finally, people will stop with Jason and Mary, hopefully.
Sorry, and I Brett fully thought this was Mary the whole time. It looks exactly like Mary.
In fairness, they do look. I forgive that mistake. Yeah, yeah.
I really thought it was Mary.
Yeah, because I know. Yeah, I know exactly what Mary Fitzgerald's legs look like.
Mary's stick thin.
Anyway, they're supposedly together. I do not. I feel like this is promo for Netflix. The devil works hard. Netflix work harder. They're not together. Like,
see, that's
what I thought. What's the like the caption? The J-Lo effect. Yeah. What are you talking about? What are you actually talking? Like,
that would have made sense for Mary because they would have gotten back together.
Yeah,
that's why I was confused.
Oh,
I was like, why is Chrishell hosting this?
You can't just say shit. Anyway, do we think Ben and Jen are going to last?
Yeah.
Honestly, no.
No, maybe like, I'd give it like 6 years.
6 years, okay. Interesting. Why six?
I don't know. I feel like she just, she'll just get bored.
She's a serial engagement person, like, is the thing. And that's not a read.
Which defeats the purpose of engagements, really, doesn't it?
I feel like, yeah, I don't think they'll get married or anything. I feel like they'll just be constantly shagging for a while. I think we'll get we'll get at least a year. I'm gonna say
maybe
4 years.
Maybe six.
I'm gonna say four.
Yeah. I don't think once people kind stop caring, like, they'll find someone else.
That's what I wonder. Is it going to be a thing of like, what do they have to do to like keep up the momentum or keep the interest?
How about baby? Oh, she's too old.
Well, they would either, or I think they would need to be more public about it, which like. I think it's been grand at the minute because they haven't had to do really like any interviews or any like red carpets or stuff, and they're not really happening anyway with COVID. So I'm like, And then I'm like, maybe they just don't care. Maybe they actually genuinely do. Maybe like Jane, maybe they both got a plan together being like, hey, wouldn't it be so funny if we just started shagging again? Like people would go fucking mental. And now they're shagging and they're like, oh, actually, I like this. I like you. Yeah. Kiss, kissy.
I like you.
Do you know what? Maybe she's going to use him for like an album cycle promo. Like we're going to get J-Lo. Yeah, we're going to get like a fucking album that's fully about Ben. But it's going to be all like bops.
No, it's going to be like Folklore.
Imagine J-Lo did Folklore! What? Imagine! Pop stars need to listen to this podcast. We have so many good ideas. It worked for Taylor.
Yeah,
but see, Taylor didn't actually end up writing a lot
J-Lo
about herself. It was
album.
All about, yeah.
She needs to like step away from her old stuff and do like a soft, like, let me kiss you in the moonlight album.
Yeah. I'm sure she's done it. I'm sure the J-Lo fans are getting angry at us.
Oh, yeah, surely. Do you want some mini bandwagons?
Yes, I do, please.
So. I thought Love is Blind was back for a new season, but I'm wrong, am I?
Yeah, it's like a post-credit bonus episode thing.
All right, scratch that then. Cooking with Paris.
Well, you could still recommend it. It's after The Altar, so I think it's like three episodes. I haven't watched it yet, and a couple of people have told me to. I'm kind of allergic to it though. Like, I'm kind of just...
Yeah, it's so far gone.
It's so far gone, and I'm like, I don't know. I just don't. They're trying to do this whole bit where like apparently Damien was with Francesca Farago from season one of Too Hot to Handle, and I'm just like, absolutely not. Like that's a shade too fake for me. That's a shade too like lacking the self awareness that I'm just. But anyway, it's on Netflix. If you want to watch it, it's Love is Blind After the Altar.
Yeah, or if you can't be arsed, Paris Hilton has gotten a cooking show, and it's called Cooking with Paris. and it's coming out on August 4th.
I'm so excited for this.
It's definitely coming out on Netflix in the US. I'm hoping it's coming here as well.
No, it is. It's globally.
Yeah, she's going to have like guests coming on. I think Kim Kardashian is on it. There's like loads of
people. Kathy's going to be on it.
I would honestly do anything for Kathy Hilton. And I know she's made some questionable choices, but she's so funny.
So funny.
This is becoming a Kathy Hilton stan podcast.
If you haven't watched Paris's video of her making lasagna on her YouTube channel, watch that because it's fucking hilarious. And if that's anything to go by, the Netflix show will be good crack. I hope they don't like overproduce it too much because that's what made the YouTube one so good. Like she's making lasagna with like biker gloves. It's so funny. It's so, so funny.
Yeah. You kind of get why Paris is actually a comedic genius when you see her mom. Like they all just have this weird, like wink, wink, nudge, nudge sense of humor that went hit like under the radar for years. And now everyone's like, actually, these girls are fucking gas.
Yeah.
I bought an at-home laser hair removal kit.
How's that going?
Pretty good. I've only had it a week. It's the Silk Pro Max. I saw it on Instagram. Lots of people were
this
getting
it.
This
is not it. An ad.
It's we not an ad. I paid for it. Lots of people had got gifted it and said it was class. I think Hillary Dawes had it and I'm a big fan of hers. And she was like, no, this is actually classic. It works so well.
So, Subi has it, I think, as well. Or some...
It's an Irish company.
Yeah.
It's an Irish company. I think I got it for like €130. And it's supposed to work after 12 weeks, but you should start like really seeing results after like 3 to 6. So I was like, if it works in 12 weeks for €130, I'll have saved myself an absolute bomb of money. So I'm trying it out now and I'll let you know how I get on. But so
is it sore?
No, not a bit. Well, like if you turn it up really high and put it on a very sensitive area, it's kind of like someone flicking an elastic band. But
yeah,
no, for like most 99% of it, you wouldn't even know. Other than the flash.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I will report back in like 5 or 6 weeks.
Good stuff.
What did I have? I have one more. Oh, I'm getting a tattoo this week.
That's just a mini bandwagon for you, though.
No, I like to give a shout out to Niamh Coughlin because she's my gal. She did my tattoo last year. She's doing my tattoo this year. And she sent me over like the... She sent me over the drawings and what it's going to look like and all, and I'm just like obsessed with her. So give her a follow on Instagram. She's Niamh Coughlin Tattoo. She's very hard to book because she's so good and popular that you kind of have
to try. To book with her and I'm pretty sure she's booked until like October.
Yeah, she opens her books like for like a day and then they book up for like 6 months. So you have to sit it out and wait for it because she is worth it. And she's a really, really, really nice person.
Big shout out to you, Niamh.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Nope.
I'm going on my holidays next week, so when this comes out, I will be in the hills of Donegal.
Having a great time.
Go me, with Taylor Swift, bopping around, frolicking in the fields.
What if you meet her? Is she still there?
She's at the top end. I think she was there. I don't think she was there when she posted that picture, because that would be pretty fucking stupid, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, obviously.
No, I think she was like, she was in Donegal like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But how did no one see her?
True, yeah.
I just don't know.
I feel like Irish people are so chill.
Especially
and we'd
up
be
there.
So afraid of like, yeah, we'd be so afraid of ratting anyone out that I'd say it was like a Hannah Montana, we'll keep your secret kind of vibe.
But no, maybe. Literally, I've told you this before, but like where my house in Donegal is, it's literally like around the corner from Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick's. And when we were younger, like you'd get people like journalists and photographers pulling up outside our house being like, do you know where the house is? And we were always told to point them, to send them in the wrong direction. And it was just kind of like a known thing that like none of the locals would like rat them out or like say they knew anything about them or like even like acknowledge that they were there or anything. Like it was just, it's kind of just like let everyone do their own thing, which is really nice.
You're going to ask Sarah Jessica Parker to come on the podcast though, aren't you? To do
Second
City.
I see her, absolutely. I'm sure she'll be up there. She's usually up there.
Just like if she's free, you know what I mean? She's definitely filming at the minute though, I will say.
Oh yeah, fuck. Yeah, we'll see.
Leave an opener door.
See one
just
of the kids or something.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been Bandwagons. We are Bandwagons Podcast everywhere on social media. Follow us on Spotify to keep up to date with all the latest episodes. Or you could leave us a nice review on Apple, because they're the only ones we read. If you want to check out our website and our live dates, head to bandwagonspodcast.com. And otherwise, we will see you next week.
Yep. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.